Hello, everybody. It is Saturday, June 23rd, 2007, and we are here today on TalkShoe once again to record episode number 21 of PHP BB Weekly, the weekly live podcast where we talk all about the PHP BB forum software at phpbb.com, and that is version 2, version 3, installation, administration, moderation, styles, mods, you name it. We're covering it here on PHP BB Weekly. I'm your host, Douglas Bell, in the chat room and on many websites known as Webmaster87. On the phpbb.com forums, I'm known as Fountain of Apples. As always, I do need to mention that this podcast is not affiliated with the phpbb teams at phpbb.com. This is an independent podcast produced just by myself, so I do need to get that out of the way. And of course, there's the typical administrative stuff. This is a live podcast that we record Saturdays at noon Eastern time on TalkShoe. So if you have been downloading the episodes, and I might mention that we've actually had a really significant increase in the number of downloads of PHP BB Weekly, which I'm really excited about. So if you download the show from the podcast or subscribe, do know that we record this show live. It's all about interaction and participation in the show, and so you can join in on TalkShoe.com every Saturday at noon Eastern time. And of course, the final edited version of this show is released on phpbbweekly.net later on today or tomorrow, Sunday. The number to call if you're listening on the live stream or you want to participate is, of course, 724-444-7444. TalkCast ID number is 12418. The PIN number is whatever you set up. If you download TalkShoe Live just to participate in the chat room, you can do that. You can find all the information you need to call in on the upper right where it says telephone. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about today, we do have a special guest who's going to join us in just a little bit, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life. He runs the popular Star Trek guide forums and has been working with PHPBB3 for a while. He's going to join us in a couple of minutes, but the first thing I wanted to talk about was an announcement that Eric of the PHPBB mod team posted earlier this week. He announced that there is going to be a PHPBB mod authors convention, so to speak, next Saturday, June 30th. It's going to be all day, at least for UTC time zone. What this actually means is, depending on what time zone you're in, it might be a little bit different. So, for example, if you're on the East Coast, it'll be 8 p.m. on Friday through 8 p.m. on Saturday. West Coast, United States, is 5 p.m. to 5 p.m. Friday to Saturday, and your time zone could vary. So it's only actually midnight to midnight if you're in UTC time, which actually I think I got that wrong because London is actually UTC plus one. So it's 4 to 4 and 7 to 7 for Pacific and Eastern time zones because. And if you're in England, that's actually 1 a.m. to 1 a.m. So because of daylight savings time, it kind of messed me up there. So sorry, my apologies. So really, what is this all about? Well, it's actually not something very much more significant than usual. The PHPBB mod team already has their own mod authors channel on IRC, which is a kind of chat room system, which a lot of people use, called #PHPBBmod. So what they're going to be doing is on June 30th, they're going to make a special attempt to have some people from the mod team there all day that day, just to have a real opportunity for you to really get to ask questions for the mod team and offer suggestions, learn more about various things. They did something similar to this last year, and I couldn't find the topic about it, but I remember they did it because I was actually on the team then, so I participated very much in the thing they did last year. And apparently they're going to do it again, so it also helps, yes, phpbb-mod, if you missed that. Thank you, David, for that. So what they're going to be doing this year is they're going to do a little bit different in that they actually have set up various two-hour time slots to talk about various topics. So They're talking about modex for a couple of two-hour time slots, talking about writing mods for PHP BB3, talking about getting to know PHP BB3's inner workings for modding, talking about the PHP BB mods database, which will probably include discussions on what it's going to be like when it actually comes out. PHP BB modding documentation, there's a lot of new documentation out for PHP BB modding, especially with the release of PHP BB3. And then the last 4 hours of the convention, so to speak, will be open modding discussion. So this is going to be open to anybody, essentially. It's going to be all day UTC on June 30th in the PHP BB IRC channel for mods. Again, it's not actually that special because the PHP BB Mod IRC channel is actually there all the time. But what's significant about this is that the mod team is actually going to try to make a real attempt to have people there as much as they can. Of course, everyone has to sleep in their own time zone. But they'll definitely try to be there when they can to answer questions and really be able to open up to the modding community to answer questions about all the new things that are going on in terms of mods. So that is going to be next week. Now, I wanted to I talked about this, and I also put a blog post on phpbbweekly.net because, as you know, during part of the Mod Authors Convention is actually next week's episode of PHP BB Weekly. So I had put a thing in the blog on phpbbweekly.net to solicit suggestions for how perhaps this show should cover the Mod Authors Convention, which takes place next week, since this show is normally recorded during the Mod Authors Convention. And of course, next weekend is a really busy weekend, which is kind of difficult, you know, with the iPhone release and a bunch of different things and all that. So a lot of people will actually probably be focusing their attentions elsewhere that weekend. But so if you have any suggestions for how we could possibly cover the Mod Authors Convention next week, you can leave a comment on phpbbweekly.net. Of course, and again, the Mod Authors Convention is open to anybody. If you don't know how to use IRC, there's a link in the announcement topic on phpbb.com, which lists a Java applet which is provided, which you can actually use to connect to the phpbb mod chat room on IRC. So, but what I mentioned today, and this is going to be the highlight of today's show. David Lewis, who's known on many sites as Highway of Life, has been working with PHP BB3 now for over 2 years, whereas I'm starting to learn PHP BB3 and the code and all that stuff, primarily the code. And he's actually going to be helping me out with a couple of things. He and I are going to be doing a mod together called Mod Update Check, which is a version of my Advanced Version Check mod. So I would like to welcome to PHP BB Weekly David Lewis. Hello, David.
Hey, Douglas.
Okay, so how about you talk a little bit about PHP BB3 and how you actually started, why you actually started working on that before you even started working with PHP BB2?
I've had a PHP BB2 forum for a couple of years now and didn't do a lot of modding for it. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that interested in modding for it, but when we started a site called Star Trek Guide, it was meant to be a Star Trek site in a Star Trek forum, and we got in where we wanted to put a forum on there, and we didn't want to do PHP BB2, but we noticed that PHP BB3 was available, and we saw that we got involved right away with the CVS that was before Beta 1. We worked with it for a while, and then we put the forum up on the site to allow some people to test it, and it just basically went from there where we started building a mod community and just helping potential PHP BB3 modders to build new mods for the new core code, which is a lot different from the PHP BB2 core code.
Oh, yeah. So, but it's kind of interesting because you actually started building up the modding areas of the site and the styles areas. I think you said you have styles areas? I don't remember.
Yeah, we did that a little more independently, not necessarily with PHPBB, but yeah.
Well, because actually the mod and styles teams didn't open anything up in terms of development to developers until the release candidates about a month ago.
Right. And I think that's been good for the community. They've I think we've seen a lot of different modders come forward and start coding for PHVB3, but there's been a lot of difficulty too because a lot of people that are used to coding for PHVB2 struggle with PHVB3 and the different methods that are involved.
Yes.
Yeah. Many people think it's going to be about the same way as PHVB2 was, so they don't take a lot of time to read the new documentation on PHVB3, and so you end up with a lot of mods that aren't need a lot of coding assistance. Mm-hmm.
They changed it from 2.2 to 3.0 for a good reason. Very good reason.
Yeah, and many people need to realize that mods for PHVB2 are not going to work for PHVB3 and vice versa. They're just too
not
significantly different.
Oh, yeah. So, running a site off of CVS, has that been difficult to keep the site, like, stable for your users? And how have you been able to regularly update your CVS without messing up your database or anything like that?
Well, it can be difficult. It just really depends on your overall expertise of how CVS works and how to manually do database changes, mm-hmm. how to manually update your site using CVS. It's for somebody that's experienced in PHP, CVS, MySQL, really much of a problem at all. On Start to Guide, our site runs on an Xserve, which means I access it similar to how you access your computer. I can drag and drop folders, so when I run a CVS update on the site, if something doesn't work, I can immediately switch it back over to the previous file set. But
this is like a remote server or web host where you have to upload everything on FTP.
Yeah, no, it's usually just pushing through a tunnel.
There you go.
The way we do it. But and we run a CVS update straight onto the server, so we don't upload anything through FTP.
Okay.
That's how we do it, but most people can still do it through FTP, but
yeah.
When you want to do a CVS, you have to have root access. I mean, that's just a given.
Well, because it's easier because CVS is smart enough to update itself. But you have to be. But in order to do that, it actually has to be a server where it can get access to it. If you're on a web host, you can't actually CVS can't get in there. You have to upload everything, and then that's destructive.
Right. Exactly.
But then, do you have any actual mods installed on Star Trek Guide on top of PHVB3?
Yeah, we've got several. Some of the larger mods that we have: Handyman's popular Ajax chat mod, which is. It's a mod that he coded from scratch. It uses the template engine and it uses, I guess it uses Ajax. It's been very, very popular. We also have his SEO titles mod, so it basically turns the URLs into directories and HTML pages.
Oh, kind of like how things like WordPress have with permalinks and all that.
Yeah, and basically just makes it easier for search engines to index the pages.
Also, and so has it been difficult having to update your CVS over that? Because I think I'm trying to relate this because I once tried doing a CVS and it was very difficult to be able to update. I had eventually installed something like MAMP to get it to run and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It can be difficult if you make a lot of core code changes, but the way we've done modding is that everything is usually included in one file. So we just in the common.php file, we include a functions-mod file, and what that has is basically all the mods are stored in there, all the mods linked to that particular file. So there's only a very, very small amount of core code changes, and that's what's made it easy to update the file. So even if I had to overwrite an existing mod change, it's usually only a couple lines of code that I can just easily add back.
Oh, there you go. Yes, that's a... So
that's one thing that we've tried to get a lot of modders to do is to try and not modify much core code files,
mm-hmm.
but to include the files through functions or through object-oriented programming instead of directly into the core code.
Yeah. So you mentioned object-oriented programming. So obviously have done a lot of mods yourself. You're going to be helping me out with one. PHVB3 uses a lot of classes and other object-oriented programming, which is actually, I hate to admit it, but it's a little bit of a foreign topic to me. So how about you talk a bit about how object-oriented programming is new and utilized by PHP-VB3 and what that means for modding.
Well, the object-oriented programming is going to make it a lot more possible for PHP-V3 to integrate better with other mods. It makes it easier to integrate your entire site with PHP-VB. PHP-V2 was not really that difficult, but PHP-V3 makes it even easier to only include just a little bit of code, and instantly you can integrate your entire website with PHP-V3. But it also means that you reuse code better. It handles the language files better. It handles sessions better. It has a specific bot group, which I think you've talked about before, that specifically handles robots.
Like Google, Yahoo, things like that.
Yeah, Googlebot, and they add by default 50 bots that you can work with, but you can add more if you want. On Start Your Guide, we have about 150 bots.
That's more than even phpbb.com has.
What that does is it enables us to turn things like images and links that bots can't see. It considers them dead links. You know, for example, if it tries to go to the member list, that's a dead link. And so it basically enables you to turn those links off, whereas with a guest, you want to have those on.
Oh, so you can actually control when these spiders come and look throughout your website, you can actually control what they're able to see.
Yeah, exactly. And that's especially helpful, for example, if you have things like an Ajax chat box where you don't want a bot to index that sort of thing. You can add some code in there. It's a comment code that says basically if S is bot, and or if not S is bot is what you would do, and then you would put the code in there. So when a bot comes and sees it, it does not see those types of things. It doesn't see links like post reply or add topic or member list or even individual links to someone's profile. It doesn't have all those links because every time you add dead links, it is going to cause your form or your site to devalue in the search engines.
Mm-hmm. Because there's less links for it to look for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So with the PHP-VB3's new like object-oriented programming and some of its new coding guidelines, what are the major changes that PHP-VB2 mod authors, for example, who are going to be moving into PHP-VB3 need to like learn the most? What's the big focus for PHP-VB3?
Probably the biggest one would be what's handled in the sessions, how the sessions are handled. In PHP-VB2, it was user data. It was an array, I believe.
Yeah.
In PHP-V3, it's an object. So it's a user. It's the user dash data for PHP-V3. And actually, what I would recommend is for all mod authors who are considering making mods for PHP-V3 that they view the documentation that's available for coders. And phpbb.com has that documentation available. It's if you go to phpbb.com/mods/documentation. They have an entire coding section that's devoted to explaining how PHP-V3 code works. And then there's also...
It's not 100% final yet, though. So.
No, it's not 100% final. They're still working on that. There's a couple of different sources that people can go to. There's the source code documentation will help a lot, and I do recommend modders go over that to get a feel for the code itself, and the documentation does explain a lot of the functions and stuff that people are going to be using when they mod for PHP-V3. But one of the most important resources that a mod author will need to see is the coding guidelines that are available for PHP-V3. I would recommend every single mod author read the coding guidelines from top to bottom because that will give you the basic understanding of how to code for PHP-V3. But then there's a lot of tutorials for PHP-V3 that are available on olympuswiki.naderman.de. That's Naderman's website where he created an independent wiki for Olympus. It basically enables the mod authors to supply some documentation.
And he is a development team member, and it's actually N. Aderman.
Yes.
N for short for his first name. Okay. So I'm actually talking on your Ajax live chat with some people who are trying to get into the show. So you've been doing a couple of mods yourself for PHP-VB3. You haven't obviously you can't submit any yet. But so you for PHPV3, you're doing all these mods now with the new ModX template, right?
Yeah, so they actually created a new ModX template that's based on the ProSilver style.
The new XSL, yes.
Yeah, it looks a lot like the administration control panel. So if you know what the PHPV3 administration control panel looks like, that's pretty much what the ModX file looks like.
Yeah, and just personal note, I actually don't really like it that much. I think it's just a little bit bright and hard on the eyes, in my personal opinion. I don't know.
It's different, and even ProSilver was different for people, and it took some getting used to for a lot of people. But I think once you're able to work with it a little bit, like I was talking with Nils one day, and I said, I'm not really sure if I like this style. And he goes, just live with it for a few days. Make sure you've got that set to default. And he said, I think after a while you'll get to like it. And he goes,
well, I'm actually used to the front end. I'm still not accustomed to the back end yet, but I even think you even wrote a mod which lets you change the back end between the SubSilver and the ProSilver.
Mm-hmm. And we actually created a little mini mod that allows you to switch styles from the ProSilver style back end to the more mm-hmm. SubSilver style back end,
that's
which
it.
People might be more familiar with.
Yeah.
No mods have been released, but there are I'm not sure, a couple hundred mods that are currently in development for PHPV3 right now, and many of them are available for beta download, and that would be available on the PHPV.com site.
We're talking to David Lewis, that's Highway, also known as Highway of Life, here on PHPV Weekly. If you would like to ask him a question, you can come into the chat room, or you can call in live on the show. And he's going to be talking about PHPBB3 and also about modding. And also about the next question we're going to talk about. We're going to talk a bit about how you can take PHPBB3 and really try to implement it to make it more of a website in terms of extending it to really integrate it more into your website, which you mentioned was a little bit easier in PHPBB3 than in PHPBB2. You want to elaborate a bit on that a bit more?
Yeah, basically, all you need to do, and what I like to tell people to do, is go to Ann Aderman's website, or to his Olympus Wiki. There is a tutorial on how to add pages, but there's also a little documentation on the phpbb.com website on how to add pages as well. But basically, there's a few lines of code that you would include at the top of your page, and you can look at the index.php file to find what code those are.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it shows you how to add the individual language files for the pages as well as the template files. And what those allow you to do, you would actually move the files that you would normally have for your website, you would move those to the template files. And then you would have the ability to control the individual variables through the files itself. But what this enables you to do is integrate your entire site through PHPV3. And the benefit of that, of course, is having PHPV3 control the sessions. It would control the bots again, so that you can, there may be some links where you don't want bots to index, that you can hide those from the bots through the template engine. You can also, it would be excellent for multilingual sites where they want to control the language packs, or even sites where they want to integrate with, maybe they want to integrate it with their WordPress blog. They can create a bridge for it very easily with PHPV3.
That's an idea I might see to get a. I haven't decided if I want to do a forum on phpbweekly.net or not. That's where currently a WordPress blog there.
So. And there is an auth system that is supplied with PHPV3, which basically enables it enables you to add auth modules for the various types of sites that you may have.
And that actually brings us on, reminds me, I wanted to ask you about PHPBB3 with the new admin control panel, moderator control panel, and user control panel relies a lot on modules. And at least for my attempts, so to speak, to try to move mods over to PHPBB3, the thing that's kind of eluded me the most is how you actually add modules into the control panels. Is there what is the best way for mod authors to do that, or is it actually all relying on the user who installs the mod now to add the modules?
It it makes it easier for both. Basically, what it's going to do is it's going to enable the mod authors to easily show the user how to do it. But the administrator for the particular site that's adding the mod can now control where they want the module to show up. Basically, the way to do it would be to create a file. Let's say you're creating, actually, I'll use the example of my ACP add user mod. And what that does is it enables...
It's the one in my mod, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like your PHPV2 mod. This one's for PHPV3. What it enables you to do is register a user through the administration control panel. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you would create a file, and what I did is create a file called acp_add_user.php, and you would put it in the include/ACP directory, and then you would also include another file called with the same name in the /info file in that directory. Mm-hmm. And that info file is the file that contains the information for the individual module itself. It contains the permission, the module name, and the language of that permission, as well as the category that it should go under. You can suggest a category. The administration can also put it under their own category.
Oh, so you actually state in that info file where you think the category should be, in your own humble opinion?
Yeah, and you actually would use the you can use the language file to control what that says as well. But that file, again, it contains the permission, so if the user does not have that particular permission, they don't see that module show up. So that's a very important file, and again, it contains the base name as well. But the administrator would go into the modules management section of the administration control panel, and then they would add a new module. And by default, it's disabled when they add a new module, so you have to remember to enable it. But it you can quickly add a module from that panel and place it anywhere in the respective control panel that you want to place it in.
Mm-hmm. So is that...
My suggestion for people who are wanting to add new modules, look at an info file that exists in the module you want to add in. That will give you a good idea how to make it.
Okay. Because, I was going through it, I thought, I know that the user could add this themselves to the system, but surely there could be, an SQL query you could run, which would just put it somewhere for now, and they can change it later or something like that.
You could do that. That takes a little bit more work as a mod author to actually create that. Suggestion was, if you wanted to do that, would be to use the supplied functions that are in the acp_module.php section in the ACP, because those have all the functions for adding the modules. And the modules, remember, are controlled using left and right IDs and parent IDs. So it's similar to the way the forms are set up, so you can't just simply add it. It has to be added in a way that it can integrate well.
Yeah, so when it comes down to it, it's probably going to be that if an administrator wants to install mods, they're going to have to make their way over to the system tab.
Yeah, that'd be the best way to do it. That's easiest on both the mod authors and the administrator. It's best to just put in the modx file instructions for adding that module.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so probably will be a lot more usages of do-it-yourself instructions in the upcoming mod files.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, probably what will be best is we're going to have to wait to see for the mod team what they're going to ask mod authors to do. If they're going to say, stick it in yourself with the add module functions, or tell the user what to do, or if they're going to allow both.
Yeah, and I think... Yeah, that would be a good question to ask at the mod authors convention.
There you go.
Next weekend. That would answer that question.
So do you have any experience with PHPVB styles, or are you mostly a mods kind of person?
I'm mostly mod, but I do I have one planned style, but I'm not going to do it until probably closer to gold, if not gold itself.
I think that was a macOS 10 style you were mentioning once.
Yeah, macOS X 10.4. You'll like that one.
What, 10.5?
No, maybe 10.5 if I get it before I make it.
Yeah, I'm having difficulties getting someone to do a 10.5 WordPress style for me.
Well, it's kind of hard when you don't have the actual files to work with.
So, let's see. To your website, how Do you still do a lot of Star Trek discussions, or has it really gotten off to talking about PHBVB3 and mods more than Star Trek?
It's basically it's all talking about PHBVB mods. There is probably less than 3% of the discussions are based on Star Trek. So it really was conversion. That's why we added the PHBVB Academy domain to it, so you can actually go to phbbacademy.com. And the reason we chose that is because basically we wanted the site to be able to assist mod authors in coding better for PHBVB3, so they would be able to they can code securely, and then when they get to have to submit their mod to the mod team, that their mod should be able to pass PHBVB validation on the first try.
Yeah, and it's a good resource for now, because I know a lot of times you hear me say you should only download mods from the mod database, but when it comes to PHBVB3, there is no mod database yet, so everything is essentially in perpetual development till 3 goes gold, or at least till the database opens. So it really is a good place to find some mods for PHBVB3 if you're starting up your forum, if you're on Release Candidate 1 and you want to get going. Is there anything else you want to talk about before I open it up to questions? I've actually, on your Ajax chat on your website, that's StarTrekGuide.com, and there's a lot of people who can't call in, so I'm going to let them ask questions from there. But while I'm waiting for that, you want to talk anything else?
Well, just in general, if you are running a PHBVB3 forum, if you are fairly experienced in installing mods and you would like to test some of the new beta mods, you can go to phbbacademy.com. They have a specific forum that's dedicated for mod development. Mm-hmm. All the mods that are currently in development and in beta stage are listed there. Currently, they don't allow any mods that are either released or in RC stage because PHBBB3 is not yet released, and there still could be enough code changes that it could cause mods to break between now and when PHBBB3 is released. But it gives
depends. It's release candidates. There shouldn't be as many code changes as there were during the betas. I mean, it's fairly stable now, mostly bug fixes.
Yeah, most of them are bug fixes. You know, like today they added a new function for the debal, which is it enables you to use a like query.
Yeah, the database abstraction layer.
Yeah.
I looked at the PHBVB coding guidelines for version 3. There's a lot of changes now in the database abstraction layer from what it was in PHBVB 2. A lot of stuff now for building queries, whereas in version 2 is like, all right, type your query, do the query right here.
Mm-hmm. And that could be a bit of a challenge at first for PHBVB3 modders, where they're used to just building an entire query in itself, but now you can use the supplied functions to build your query. And the benefit of that is, first of all, in PHBVB3, we're now supporting MySQL, MS SQL, Postgres, Oracle. You have all these different databases that we're now supporting. Firebird.
SQLite, Firebird, yeah.
Yeah, so now when we code our mods, we have to stop thinking just about the MySQL users. We have to think about all these other database users as well. And I'm not sure what the mod team is going to do about that as well. That might be a good question to ask if mods are going to be required to work with all the databases. And I assume that would be the case. But if that is the case, because, for example, if you are going to create a table, if you have your mod is going to auto-install and create a table, you're going to have to create the schema for all of the database types used in PHBVB3, which could somewhat be a challenge for somebody who's inexperienced with those other database types.
Is anyone writing this down? Maybe we should just have a forget PHBVB3. We're all going to go and bombard the mod team with questions this time next week. No, I'm kidding about that. We're not going to bombard them too much. So you and I actually are going to be working together on an up-and-coming PHBVB3 mod, and hopefully doing a little bit of an exchange program, because I'm going to show you a bit of PHBVB2. You're going to show me everything about PHBVB3 in doing this. Did you want to talk about that a bit, or should I?
Yeah, well, First of all, I think users should know I'm not that experienced in PHP v2. I did very, very limited study of that particular code. So I don't know a whole lot about it, and that's what Douglas is going to show me a bit.
I validated mods on that code, so.
Yeah, exactly. And,
which is interesting.
And then I've worked with PHP v3 extensively for a couple of years now, so I'll be able to show you pretty much every part of that system.
Someone from your site's chat room asks if you know the final release date for PHP v3, and I can already tell them the answer to that. No. We do not know the final release date. The day
there is a definite answer. It's the only correct answer for that, and that's
the day after the day before it's released.
One thing people have to realize with open source products, and especially with PHP v3, is that they can't give a release date because that puts, number one, too much pressure on the developers to push out the code, whereas what they're trying to do is make the best possible bug-free software, bulletin board software available on the internet, and you can't rush that. You
know? Yes.
So it's...
People have tried to rush it, it doesn't work.
Yeah, the real only good answer for that is it will be ready when it's ready, and because the developers are not paid for this, this is all in their spare time. You know, You can't expect anything more from that.
Yeah. Actually, interesting story. I thought I'd just mention this while we're on the subject of rushing release dates. About a year ago, someone on Area 51 posted a thing like, "Oh, I'm so sick of waiting for PHP v3. I'm actually going to take all the source code, and I'm going to make minor changes. I'm going to release it myself as FOPBAM." The idea that it's P-O-H-P-B-A-M-B. And one of the team members actually went, and he'll be nameless, but he actually went and registered fopbam.com and put a thing there that says, "This name is copyright me, and if you go to release this, I'm going to sue you for copyright infringement." So, yeah, some people just get impatient and go a little too far. So don't
one of those. Well, yeah, and a lot of people have been waiting for nearly 5 years now for this. This release, they've been following it that long, and some people are a little bit impatient, but you know, the conversion from PHP v2 to PHP v3 is so very, very easy to do that we basically just recommended that everybody run who is not comfortable running PHP v3, and especially when it was in beta stage, which you shouldn't because it wasn't supported.
Yes.
That they run PHP v2 until PHP v3 RC1 came out, and then they can upgrade. But now that PHP v3 RC1 is released,
you have a choice.
It has full support. So there's, in my mind, that's really, if you are thinking of running PHP v3, go ahead and run it now because it is fully supported. Though be aware that you will need to upgrade as they release new new mods, and they have an entire upgrade package that they submit with each release that makes it easy for you to upgrade from one release to the next. So it's an automated process.
I think they're going to do like some kind of auto install for PHP BB3, like a built-in light version of the Easy Mod for updating PHP BB3, something like that.
And they have some nice functions. They allow you to merge files, especially if you do some modding. If you do a little too much, you might have to go through it individually, look at the files.
That's always dummy code changes.
Yeah, but it does allow a lot easier upgrading than previous versions, so that is very, very nice.
And if you're still using PHP BB2 and you like it better, or if you have a lot of mods, they're going to keep supporting PHP BB2. They've confirmed that many times. So it really now becomes a choice of whether you want much more functionality but lose some of the drop-dead simplicity or go with PHP BB2. And I did a whole episode of PHP BB Weekly a few weeks back where we just talked about, okay, you're setting up a board and you need to decide to go with PHP BB2 or PHP BB3, and here's the sort of things you should think about when you make a decision on this.
And PHP BB3 basically makes it so that I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. If you remember, we'll have time. So I'm going to move on to the mod and style of the week. However, David, Highway of Life, is going to be here sticking around for till the end of the episode. So the people are still asking questions either in the TalkShoe chat room or in the Star Trek Guide chat room on StarTrekGuide.com and keeping an eye on those, we can definitely bring up if you have things to ask questions or just want us to talk about or discuss. We'll be doing that for the rest of the show. The mod of the week that I'm picking this week is the Delete User Mod. It's for PHP BB2, and it's done by YCL6. His name is Mac, and this is kind of a mod for administrators who really don't like their users. And hopefully most websites don't have administrators who really don't like their users this much. But if you're a kind of administrator that wants to be able to just go out and delete a user just on a whim, say, I don't like that user, I want to delete him. So then this what we'll do is it will add a delete user link on the view topic page, the user profile, and also the member list. So you can just quickly click and delete the user from existence on your board. Instead of having to go into your administration panel, go into user management, look up the user, and then go there to delete him. So it's a fairly simple mod. It's fairly easy to install. It was last updated fairly recently, about last April. So you can find the delete user mod at phpbb.com/community/view-topic.php?T=404113, and there will also be a link in the show notes on phpbbweekly.net for that mod. It is the delete user mod for by YCL6. And the style of the week is called Extreme Dark Red. It's written by GHS, and you can see the link to that in the chat room, and there's also a demo, which you can find at demo.ghsehn.cjb.net?S=2 and language=English. Again, all these links, if you're listening, they'll be posted once the show is released on phpbb.net. But what this style is, it's a kind of interesting theme. It's another one of those very dark themes. It's got a very black background with a lot of alternating red text, so black and red and white. So if you like those really dark themes, this is a very good theme to choose. It's kind of got sort of I always hate to compare it to operating system because it sounds like I'm choosing favorites, but it does have kind of a Mac OS X glassy type interface for the headers. I'm still trying to find out ways to describe styles here on this show because it's kind of hard to describe what things look like. What do you think about that, David?
Yeah, I think styles are the most difficult to describe, but one thing I did want to mention I had forgotten with PHP V3, it does enable you to dumb it down to PHP V2 simplicity if you wanted to do that. So with users with administrators that have a lot of users who are not that familiar with or who are not wanting to learn something that new, they can dumb it down to more PHP V2 interface by disabling modules and disabling a lot of features that come with PHP V3.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be the next mod.
Well, it could be, but it's so easy for users to do that it's not really needed to be a mod.
Mm-hmm. You just need a bunch of instructions nowadays. Probably find a lot of mods that people submit, which we're going to have an increased ratio where it says this is more of instructions for the user to do, put it in the knowledge base. On the mod team, we'd occasionally get a mod that submitted and it was like so simple, like change one line of text to do something kind of lame that we'd tell them, you know what, this really isn't a mod, submit it to the knowledge base. That's really a better place for that.
Mm-hmm. So. And that is something that the PHPBB team does want to get across to the users, is that if you do have some little modifications or tweaks or suggestions or even a tutorial, the knowledge base is an excellent place to post those. So they do recommend that users do that as well, and that's an easy way for modders to contribute to the community as well.
Okay, so that style, just to recap, is Extreme Dark Red by GHS, described as a dark template with red accents, and you can find that on phpbb.com. Okay, so at least according to the people in the Star Trek Guide chat room, which seems to be more active than our talk show chat room, they said they really enjoyed listening live because they seem to have a lot of issues getting TalkShoe installed. So I'll try to help them out after the show is over. If they're there, I'll stick around and I'll try to help you guys out. David, I really want to thank you for joining me today. It was really good conversation. I really enjoyed having you here.
Well, thanks for having me, Douglas. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. To get a little more things out of the way, of course, thanks. You can check out the PHP BB Weekly website anytime at phpbbweekly.net, where you can listen to past episodes, find the fully edited version and high-quality version of this episode, and, of course, find out about what's coming up on the future episodes, including when we decide what we're going to do about the Mod Authors Convention next week. We will post it on there, and you can find out what our plans are. The next episode currently planned for next Saturday, June 30th, at the same time, noon Eastern, might be subject to change, but hopefully not. And, of course, you can find Howie of Life on his forums at StarTrekGuide.com or PHPBBAcademy.com. Do you have any other websites you want to promote right now?
No, that'll be fine for now. Those are going to be the most helpful for people.
No blog?
No, well, we do have blogs, but they're just used to give some information to dig users, mostly.
Okay. All righty. And so I guess that's going to do it for this episode of PHP BB Weekly. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Thanks to everyone in the Star Trek Guide forums for listening. And also, thanks again. I got to thank you again for being an excellent promoter of this show. Really appreciate the bump.
It'll be great, and we'd like to. What we'll start doing is on our weekly newsletter. We will start featuring all the recaps of each episode on the newsletter.
I forgot to ask you about that. We're going to ask about the newsletter. Why don't you talk about that briefly before we close up?
Sure. Yeah. Well, the newsletter is meant to feature some featured mods for PHPB3. Again, it's very PHPB3 oriented newsletter. Features some PHPB3 mods styles. It also features important announcements such as the Mod Authors Convention for next week. And it's also every week we're going to start featuring the previous episode of PHPBB Weekly and hopefully the basic episode description of the coming up PHPBB Weekly as well. So that will help any way we can do to help mod authors for PHPB3. That's basically the goal of the newsletter. If you have not gotten the newsletter and you are a member of Star Trek Guide, you might want to let us know so that we can take a look at the SMTP files.
Okay, well, I haven't gotten it. I'm a member, so I'm letting you know now. And I might mention this because for people that are reading it, even you can actually ask questions about anything during the shows, even if it's not on the episode description. That's just what I want to talk about. People can ask questions about anything they want. So, okay, so thank you very much for listening. Thank you again, David, for joining us. And to all of you, have a great week. And we will see you next weekend on IRC for the Mod Authors Convention. This is Douglas Bell for PHPB Weekly, signing out.